there are some species of animals that hold a special place in my heart. I know that as an environmentalist, I'm not supposed to pick favorites, but some species just have that certain something that pulls on my heartstrings. Enter the bog turtle, whose name is not especially fancy, but who could definitely use a little help from us humans. The bog turtle is both the smallest and most endangered turtle in all of North America. In the last 30 years, bog turtles have disappeared from 50% of the habitats they had previously been found in. Its small size doesn't help the turtle fend off predators. But bog turtles don't just face threats from other hungry species. There are a number of reasons why bog turtle populations are in sharp decline, which means that there are many ways we can help to save the species. Because of their small size and endangered status, you aren't likely to run into a bog turtle in the wild. You'll know you're looking at a bog turtle if the turtle is 3 to 4 inches in length, with bright orange splotches on its neck and no other distinctive markings. You also won't see a wild bog turtle outside its native habitat. Bog turtles, as their name would imply, live exclusively in thick, murky, muddy waters of our local wetlands. Bog turtles are omnivores and eat a steady diet of aquatic plants, berries, earthworms, slugs, insects, and small frogs. They prefer to lie in wait for their prey rather than to hunt it down. To do this, bog turtles will cover themselves in mud and wait, and nap, and wait some more. Bog turtles spend a large portion of their time either underwater or covered in mud. Bog turtles mate once in the spring, which results in clutches of 1 to 6 eggs per year. Female bog turtles lay their eggs between April and July and bury them in the mud or hide them among aquatic plants. After the eggs are laid, they're left to incubate for 42 to 80 days. When the eggs hatch, tiny baby bog turtles about 2.5 centimeters in size emerge. These turtles are immediately vulnerable to a wide variety of threats, including temperature fluctuations, flooding, frosts, and predation. As a result, many young bog turtles do not survive their first year, making a small population with infrequent mating habits even more vulnerable. Even fully grown bog turtles have a large number of natural predators. Bog turtles are also threatened by leeches, parasitic flies, and bacterial infections, which result in blood loss, weakness, and eventually death. The introduction of invasive species has also had a devastating impact on the bog turtle and its natural wetland habitat. Invasive aquatic grasses and weeds, such as red canary grass, purple loosestrife, and multiflora rose, invade wetlands, choking out native plants. Bog turtles do not eat these invasive plants, which limits their options for readily available plant-based food sources. Speaking of invasive species, the species that poses the largest threat to bog turtles is humans. Our constant expansion and development of native lands means fewer wetlands for bog turtles to live in. Our farms and fields produce runoff that can contain harmful substances like pesticides, salts, chemicals, and animal matter that can poison the bog turtle's habitat. Even clean water from developments that flows quickly into native pools can result in flooding, which can kill both bog turtle eggs and babies. Today, bog turtles are so critically endangered that they rely on human intervention to boost their numbers. Scientists work to help small bog turtle colonies through the monitoring of wild turtles and the introduction of captive-bred turtles to native populations. Naturalists and scientists also work to save and maintain wetlands for bog turtles. Hopefully with continued assistance and a focus on environmentally sound policy decisions from local and state entities, we will see the bog turtle population begin to stabilize over time. But there is no guarantee. You can learn more about our native plants and animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.